This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
From the birthplace of radio's greatest era, live from New York, it's Radio Night Live with Kevin McCullough.
Wait, who?
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
Huh? The big dog, Kevin McCullough.
Who? Kevin McCullough.
No, who?
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
Who? Kevin McCullough?
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
What?
How Barack Obama's dismantling hope and change and CEO of Extreme Media.
Oh.
All right, we're really glad to have you with us. If you missed hour one, did he cave? That was the question we asked about the president. You can get that podcast on our podcast page. And in this hour, in the ladies' lounge, Laura Lee Trump is going to join us. I'm looking forward to speaking with the daughter-in-law of the first family. Eric Trump is her husband, and she's standing by, ready to go. Nick, you went to this video as we were going to the break at the end of the first hour, but re-roll that podcast B-roll for me there, because I want to let people know that we do, in fact, podcast every single day, and it is so easy to get us, because we're on all the favorite platforms, iTunes, SoundCloud, all that kind of stuff. But every show that we do and every segment of the shows that we do are found at the KMC Radio podcast sections of SoundCloud or iTunes. In 2018, we were named a top 20 most influential podcaster in America, and you can get us again on iTunes, SoundCloud, any of those typical aggregators that feature podcasting now carry us, and that's one of the reasons why we're averaging somewhere in the neighborhood of about 12 to 15,000 listeners a month that don't listen to us on radio or on TV. They're getting us on demand, on their time. We don't charge for our subscription. There's some people that are very self-important, live in Southern California. They work for a thing called the Daily Wire. They like to charge you big money to subscribe. We don't charge you a dime. You can subscribe to all of our podcasts, get all the content for free, and it's in your inbox when it comes out. So, again, my daily show, Monday through Friday, if you're not getting it on your local station, you can also always ask us to help you get it there. But if you want to listen to it, no matter where you are, subscribe to the podcast on SoundCloud.com, and you can get there by SoundCloud.com/KMC Radio, or on the iTunes podcast feature, just search KMC Radio, and you can subscribe there as well. And then you get everything we do, all of the fun little comedy bits, like the new game show that we've started. What in a soliloquy is the speaker saying to all the daily features, et cetera, et cetera. Now, it is time, as we do every week, to open up the ladies' lounge. Why did we start doing this? Well, a number of years ago, we were very impressed with the number of really great voices, women's voices in media, and we felt like that they deserved a little bit of a bigger amplification than what they were getting. So we started this little feature called the ladies' lounge, and tonight I'm very honored to have the wife of Eric Trump, the son of the president, and of course she is the daughter-in-law of the president. She is a mom. She is a former TV host for Inside Edition, and she joins us now. Laura Lee Trump, welcome to Radio Night Live with Kevin McCullough.
Oh my gosh! Well, what an intro! I hope I live up to all the hype here. That's amazing. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. So let me ask you some personal stuff before we get into the news of today. When the president first told the family, you know, because he's played with the idea of running for president a few times, but when he said this time, it's real, guys, we're going, and we're going to go nonstop, and it's just going to totally, like, change everything that we do as a family, because it did. It reorganized the businesses, and, you know, all of you left, you know, what you were doing at that stage in life and came to something else. What was the immediate reaction in the room when he first told the kids?
Well, I give him so much credit because he really understood, I think, more so than any of us at that point, that it really would be a family affair and that it wouldn't just affect him. It really would change all of our lives. And he even said back then, listen, they're going to come after us. I don't think any of us knew how badly, but he really knew, he knew what was in store. And it was actually on his birthday that he sat us all down and told us, on June 14th, if you remember, he announced June 16th, the famous escalator ride that he was running. Right. So he sat us all down and he said, guys, this is something I'm very serious about. I really want to do. I think now's the time because the country cannot sustain another 8 years of the direction we've been going in. But I want to know that you guys understand what that means and that everybody is on board with this. And I thought it was a really nice thing to do. And I have to tell you, we all wholeheartedly said 100%, we are behind you. We will do anything that you need to see this through. And I actually left my job, as you mentioned. I was working for Inside Edition. I left my job in August of 2016 to come full-time on the campaign and was on the road for 3 solid months on a bus with a bunch of women, which was awesome. We got to travel the country. But listen, we all from day one said, we've got your back. We're here in this with you. And I think we all knew, too, what the president knew, which was that there would be very few people who could do the job that needed to be done to turn this country around. And I think we know the kind of man that Donald Trump is, and we know the way he operates, and that he will get things done even if it's hard to do. And gosh, we've seen that happen. We're only 2 years in. Look at how much our country has changed. So
I know.
We were on board from day one. Absolutely.
Well, and I'm guessing then that there was some degree of anticipation or excitement that set in. But how quickly did it become apparent to you that the workload was going to be what it was in terms of the traveling and the, you know, the 18-hour days for 2 years of your life kind of thing?
Well, none of us had ever had any political experience.
Exactly. That's what I'm...
Yeah, we got a very quick lesson in exactly what was about to happen. I think after I went to one of the early rallies with my father-in-law and I saw the immense number of people that had come. I think it was down in Mississippi.
Right.
And I said, oh my gosh, they said people have been waiting since last night to come in. And I said, this is real. This is amazing. And, to see, you know, the team on the ground there, the way they were working, I think we all knew that this was going to be something very big. And I think we all knew that we wanted to be in it, you know, 100%. And for me, I actually said, I'm going to take this time off of work. When I kept hearing all this negative information out there about Donald Trump as it relates to women, I said, wait a minute, I'm a woman, I know him, and I know all this stuff that they're saying is bogus and nonsense. He's always been super fair to women in the workplace and has hired people not based on their gender but based on the job they do. And so I said, I want to get out there and tell people about the Donald Trump I know. And so I realized pretty quickly that it was going to be a lot of work, but man, I wouldn't change it for anything in the world, because I couldn't imagine us having a better president right now, somebody fighting for this country and fighting for the American people.
Well, and there's lots of reasons to fight. We're speaking with Laura Trump, or as she's known on Twitter, Laura Lee Trump, if you want to follow her. But Laura, let me ask you about the kind of the mechanics of how these things work right now. So for the first 2 years, he comes in and he initiates the agenda, and he's kind of, you know, off of any kind of like campaign trail. Yeah, he campaigned for the midterms and did some stuff for people, but he really spent his first 2 years in the office every day, nose to the grindstone, working hard to solve as many problems as he could. Now the midterms are past us. Obviously, the hostile opposition is now in place, and we're seeing that in the events of the current day. But the campaign for 2020 is as close to a blink of an eye as being here as when he announced the first time. So how full steam is the campaign? What's the size of your operation so far? What are your focuses and goals at this stage this far out?
Yeah, well, we are right now, we're not a very big team. We're probably about 20 people, and we have a really great framework in place right now. Listen, if you go back to 2016 or even 2015 when he announced, we had no idea how to run a presidential campaign. It was trial by fire. We figured it out as we went. I think the nice thing this time around is that, you know, we have Brad as our campaign manager, Brad Perscale, who was the digital operations guy in 2016.
Masterful, yes.
He's incredible. He's one of the smartest people I've ever met. I give him so much credit for what he saw happening in this country and the way that he framed out our digital operation in 2016. But we've got him heading the team, and he knows the president as well as anybody. And we have people back again from 2016, so we all know what needs to be done. So right now we're really looking at building out from the 20 that we have now. So we're going to be, over the course of the next year, hiring really incredible staff members, people we can trust, because we know that gosh, people like to leak and everything else. But we're gonna get some great people in here across the country. We're looking for people to work in specific states and I guess
unlike a primary year, you'll have the full support of the GOP operation at your disposal as well, which is going to drastically change your personal network. And I think that will have big impact on how you make those decisions, but you'll figure that out as well. Laura Lee Trump is my guest. She is the daughter-in-law of the president. We are excited to have her with us tonight in the Ladies Lounge, her first time appearing with us. And we will get into, before we're done, some stuff about Roger Stone. Also, her hidden talents, maybe something that Eric Trump knows about her that no one else does. We'll figure out that. Stay with us.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. Readytoeatbacon.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
You may need this herbal tea for relief right away, so write this down. DrMillersClinic.com. If you take meds, then suffer stomach distress, constipation, indigestion, acid reflux, and bloating, and nothing else helps, get Dr. Miller's Holy Tea or Super Holy Tea, a cleansing, detoxifying herbal tea now available at great rates direct from Dr. Miller's office. Call or click 888-660-7039 or DrMillersClinic.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Childhood is full of wonder, and we get the chance to relive it with our grandchildren every day. But imagine missing special moments with a grandchild or seeing them through cloudy vision. The Foundation Fighting Blindness can help by providing valuable information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of vision loss in people 55 and older, but it doesn't have to be. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is driving research and saving sight by providing information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Don't miss a moment of your grandchildren's youthful wonder because of poor vision. Learn more about vision-saving preventions and treatments. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website fightblindness.org, where you can find so much helpful information. Call 1-800-BLINDNESS today. That number again is 1-800-BLINDNESS or fightblindness.org.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
What a little moonlight can do.
All right, so glad to have you with us. It's a big, busy weekend. Of course, the president and the shutdown took on its all new turn. He's given him 3 weeks to get through that, and we will see where we are 21 days from yesterday. But we are honored tonight to have in the ladies' lounge the president's daughter-in-law. She worked on the campaign in 2016. She's already a part of the advisory committee for America First and is working on the campaign for 2020. And you may recognize her from her time with Inside Edition. She worked in TV before becoming a Trump or a member of the Trump family presidential team, and we are glad to have her with us. And Laura, I was thinking during the break, very simply, that there are going to be 25 maybe candidates on the Democrat side. President Trump dispensed, without question, I think, the most talented class of Republican candidates to ever run for the presidency all at the same time. Never seen a group that good before. And he just did it like it was just simple. There are these rumors that John Kasich and a handful of these guys out there are thinking about running for president against him and trying to force him into a primary. They're smoking crack, right?
Well, they're not going to do that for a couple of reasons. I mean, first of all, anybody who wanted to waste money doing that would have to be completely crazy. But on top of that, we work hand in hand at the campaign here with the RNC. I talk to Ronna McDaniel, who's the chairwoman of the RNC, just about on a daily basis, and we are lockstep with their team over there. There is no way that anyone is going to challenge or try and primary the president to run for president in 2020. So that is total nonsense. I know there are a few out there who've toyed with the idea, but it would be completely crazy to do.
Really foolish. We're speaking with Laura Trump, and you can follow her on Twitter at Laura Lee Trump. And you may know her from her work on Inside Edition and also the Real News Update. But let's talk a little bit about how, you're a mother, so you've got that on your plate. And, you know, you and Eric like to still spend time together. So I'm assuming there's a lot of life that you're trying to cram into each 24-hour day period. In what way did campaigning take you by surprise? Because if you worked in the TV biz, you're pretty, I think people in communications are pretty hardened to, you know, realities in terms of how, you know, people deal with each other and so forth. It's a very kind of, you know, bare-fisted kind of industry. Was campaigning more difficult when you moved into the political arena than the private sector had been, or which? What was your experience personally?
Well, I was so honored, I have to tell you, to be able to travel our country and to meet people on a daily basis who would share their stories with me, tell me very personal things about their lives, why they were switching their party from Democrat to Republican for the first time ever to vote for Donald Trump, why they, World War II veterans who had never voted, were going to wait in line for an hour to go vote for a man that they believed in. So going across this country and really hearing from the sentiments of the people in this country was so, so rewarding. Listen, it's a lot tougher to be on a plane every day and a bus every day and traveling around. I didn't see my dogs. I have two dogs. I didn't see them for
You're a big animal girl, so it's like that's a hard thing.
Those were my first two babies. So So didn't see my dogs, didn't see my husband because we didn't travel together. We were, right. I never even knew where he was. He never knew where I was. We'd call each other at the end of the day. I'd say, where are you? He'd say, Wisconsin. I'd say, oh, I'm in Florida. So being able to get out there, though, in the country and really hear from people not only was so rewarding, but it also gave me a completely different perspective than what I kept hearing when I came back once a week to change the clothes in my bag from the New York media, because they kept saying there's no way Donald Trump has a path to victory. No one's going to vote for him. They made fun of him. You remember all the things that they said.
Oh.
And then I would go out. I would go to the heart of this country and meet with people, even here in New York State, in upstate New York, who the forgotten men and women of America who said, this is our guy. He's going to fight for us. He's going to change this country. And I knew that something was happening, that the media was missing. So it did give me such an appreciation for our country, for the people of our country. And I grew up in North Carolina. I traveled down there many, many times during the campaign, and it was just really incredible to be a part of something like that.
Yeah.
And to meet, again, people every single day who had incredible stories, and I just am so touched by them still.
Well, it's one of those things, Laura, where I want to make sure that people understand that when you compare what America is, and you're dealing with people that live in the Midwest or in the flyover country, as opposed to the folks that are on the coast, that are in the big city areas, you end up in a very different kind of place. So it's one of those things where I think that the country got it, that the media got it wrong, because the media lives too much in these bubbles, in these blue bubbles. And I remember even when the election took place, our GM at the station called everybody in, raised their hand, said, who's going to win? And everybody in the room thought Hillary was, except for me. And it was based on what I had seen in that Midwest visit for the convention, going to Ohio, going to the Rust Belt, seeing where those people were at. We're speaking with Laura Lee Trump, and we're excited to have her with us. We've got her for a bit more. She's up for some overtime tonight, and I hope that we'll be able to actually get more than one visit with her over time, because I think she's got a lot to add. And coming up, we'll talk about the big headlines from yesterday. We'll talk about Roger Stone, that arrest making a lot of headlines. And before we're done later this hour, we might even fit in another edition of What in a Soliloquy Is the Speaker Saying? Because, believe it or not, we've got another episode of that we could roll out tonight. If you're just joining us, what that is, Laura, if you're paying attention, we play an unedited soundbite of Nancy Pelosi, and you take your best shot at coming up with anything that it could possibly remotely be. I'm not sure that anybody will ever win this game, but I'm willing to play it as often as she gives us material to make stuff about it. So we'll get to that. And then there's a real, I don't know, it's just a burden on my heart to talk to you about something before we're done tonight that happened in New York State this week that the nation may not know fully about, but we're going to just fill you in on what our governor has decided to do. What I said in my program here locally was that we had descended into the seventh arena of hell or something like that. But when you're willing to kill babies in the womb right up through the day of birth, like I don't know anybody personally. And I've been around some really hardcore pro-abortion people. I don't know anybody personally that thinks that that's just like an awesome way to go. Some thoughts on that before we're done tonight as well. That's all straight ahead. Laura Lee Trump in the Ladies Lounge tonight, and we are thrilled to have you with us. In the coming weeks, David Fisher is going to be here. We're going to talk about a brand new gold contest that we've got coming up. And Kristen B. Tate, our sweetheart, is going to be back. She's out of the country right now. She's going to join us in a couple of weeks. And then next week, actually, we've got another one. Nick, that I sent you, or at least I thought I did. And then next week, Lisa De Pasquale is going to be with us, and we'll see her in the Ladies Lounge next week. Kristen Tate the week following that, and David Fisher on the week that Kristen B. Tate is with us. And we've also got Kelsey Harkness and a number of others coming in the weeks to come.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump has agreed to a 3-week extension of funding to end the partial government shutdown without getting money for the wall. After insisting for weeks the shutdown would continue until Democrats gave in to his demand for border wall money.
I will sign a bill to open our government for 3 weeks.
Giving bipartisan lawmakers 3 weeks to discuss border security spending. The bill ending the shutdown doesn't have any wall money, and Democrats say the president has finally agreed with them about opening the government first before the discussions.
Hopefully now the president has learned his lesson.
Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer says he's hopeful for a deal in the next 3 weeks. The president said if the New Deal doesn't have money for the wall, he'll declare a national emergency to build it. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the 3-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Of all the boys, of all the boys, boys, of all the boys, 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 of all the boys.
All right, Kevin McCullough, glad to have you with us live from New York, and glad the camera crew got down to the subway this week. New live shot for you. We've got a lot to get to, but we are enjoying a discussion with our very special guest in the Ladies' Lounge this week with Laura Lee Trump. She is the daughter-in-law of the president, and she's the daughter-in-law of the president, She's married to Eric Trump, who is now one of the head officers of Trump Inc. nation, you know, globally. And then she's the mother to Luke. So these three individual guys, all named Trump, all very important in her life. And Laura Lee, I won't ask you to pick one to tell me which one's your favorite. I just don't think that would be fair.
Love them all very, very much.
Let's talk about the stuff that's going on this week in particular. And as we have seen, your father-in-law has gone to great lengths to try to implore the Congress to work on getting the border security in place that the nation needs. Most people want border security to be increased. Most people want a barrier of some sort, whether they use the word wall or steel slatted contraption or whatever. I don't think that that's really as much of a tie-up. Everyone keeps doing these polls where they use this term wall and they talk about it being 2,000 miles long, and I don't think that's what most of America wants, and I think that's what the president has said. He's no longer really pushing for. He wants to get things done that are most important. But let me just ask you: is the day of patience with the Democrats beginning to wear out? Are we going to see an emergency declaration on the southern border? Should he do it? Are we going to see that process actually begin sooner rather than later?
Well, I'm as curious as anyone to the answer to that. I think everyone's patience with the Democrats should be running out, because we have seen very clearly that the only person who has come to the table and says, I'm ready to compromise, has come up with solutions, has offered anything at all when it comes to this government shutdown and getting the government back up and running, is the president. The Democrats won't even come to the White House to sit down with him and try and figure this thing out. So if anybody out there has been paying attention, that's all you need to know. They are the cause of this. They will not do anything that the president wants to do, and it's solely based on politics, and it's hurting the country. And I would encourage everybody out there, if you're sick and tired of it, you have a right to call your congressional leaders and say, build the wall, build the steel barrier, whatever you want to call it, and negotiate with the president to end this shutdown. Because Washington, D.C., on our behalf, they're supposed to be representing us, and all they're doing is playing politics, and it's so disgusting to see the way this is all playing out. Remember, the president stayed at the White House and worked all through Christmas, all through New Year's, when Nancy was out surfing in Hawaii, when everybody and their first week in Congress, all the new people were down in Puerto Rico having a party. Where was President Trump? He was there at the White House trying to figure out a solution to this. Whether or not he should declare this an emergency. Listen, I'm not an expert in that. I know he doesn't want to do that. I think it's very reasonable what he's asking for. I saw a statistic that in this $440 trillion budget they have, the $5.7 billion he's asking for the wall would be akin to a $44,000 a year budget for a household, asking for $57 set aside for the security of their household. So when you look at it from that perspective, what the Democrats are doing is completely crazy, and they're only doing it because this is something the president wants, and they will not go along with anything he wants. So
it is just mind-boggling to see their reaction that way. But let me ask you this. What lessons have we learned through this shutdown in terms of what bloated government sometimes looks like?
Well, that's exactly right. I mean, we all know that their government is very wasteful. I know that that's something that has always bothered my father-in-law. You remember whenever they had the shrimp on the treadmill years ago?
Yes.
Like $1 million. You had the $10,000 hammer invoices. He's always said, we got to cut the fat here in government. And I think he's done a good job of that by asking all the different organizations to figure out the really essential people and let go of the people that aren't, and really deregulation like he's done unlike any other president. But I mean, listen, it's terrible to hear about 800,000 people not receiving a paycheck. But are all of those people essential? It does raise the question about that. And I'm not an expert in that. I don't know the answer to that. But it is something to consider for the future.
All right, Laura Lee Trump, stay right there. We've got one more segment with the daughter-in-law of the president when we continue, and we're going to be. I'll even tap into something she doesn't know I'm going to ask her about. Because I found out, and Lord, don't be nervous, I found out there you have a skill that you don't often talk about. But I understand that maybe Eric Trump misses a little bit of this now that you're such a busy mom and campaign advisor and everything else. So we'll get into some of that before we're done. It's Kevin McCullough. If you want to join us via podcast, go to SoundCloud.com or iTunes.com and just search KMC Radio, KMC, Kevin McCullough Radio. Radio Night Live is the name of this broadcast, and we're back from New York in a moment.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles. My crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. You just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
You may need this herbal tea for relief right away, so write this down. DrMillersClinic.com. If you take meds, then suffer stomach distress, constipation, indigestion, acid reflux, and bloating, and nothing else helps, get Dr. Miller's Holy Tea or Super Holy Tea, a cleansing, detoxifying herbal tea now available at great rates direct from Dr. Miller's office. Call or click 888-660-7039 or DrMillersClinic.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
And it's free to you. Okay. Live from New York, it's Kevin McCullough. We're glad you're with us. Laura Lee Trump, my guest in the ladies' lounge. a small company and tries very hard to live within my means. I've always wanted my government to do the same, and I've always been irritated that they haven't. But you also couldn't do that, Laura, under certain circumstances. So if he had come in and there had been a shutdown right away with the Obama economy going in the direction that it was, it would have been very, very painful and very, very hard. He had to get the economy fixed. But I keep reminding people, we've got 800,000 people not receiving a paycheck due primarily to Nancy Pelosi's refusal to negotiate. But in the process, there's 7 million more available jobs than we have workers for in this country right now. And that is not a reality that we had 3 years ago. So somehow that private sector is really responding to the conditions on the ground. And you know what? I would just pledge to my government employee friends, and I've got many that have worked in government over the years. If you really don't like public service, and having shutdowns is kind of a part of what that experience is about, because this happens sometimes. If you don't like that, go back to the private sector. Try the private sector. See if you can't do better getting an employer to competitively pay for you and your skills rather than just being stuck with whatever the government has promised you for the rest of your life, because it's not really getting the best out of you to stay in places where you don't thrive. And I say if the private market is hot, go where the money and where the jobs are. That's just my opinion. Let me ask you this though. The shutdown did on some level this week, and for the last few weeks, kind of take the media's attention away from the Russia investigation. And this morning, somehow, CNN had private information and knowledge and a tip that they were going to go arrest Roger Stone in his condominium in Florida, and somehow they were there to get it all on tape. Now, Laura, I don't know anything for fact. I don't have any insider knowledge about the Mueller investigation or any insider knowledge about CNN, but something stinks in that equation.
Oh, well, it certainly makes you question a lot of things, doesn't it? It's very interesting to see that, and the fact is, you know, we know that there has been, listen, there are leakers all over the place. There are people that are trying to undermine the president, as we've seen within the FBI for a long time. It shouldn't be shocking to anyone to see this, but it should be very worrisome. And if you think that CNN is a credible news outlet, I would tell you to maybe take a second look, because this is, you know, this, it's not right. This is not how this country is supposed to work. This is not how the media is supposed to operate. And it certainly isn't how, if it is somebody within the FBI that leaked this, that's not how they're supposed to operate either. So it should be very concerning to people. And I'm actually a little bit surprised that CNN would so, you know, happily post these videos out there, knowing that people are going to be like, wait a minute, how did you get this information? How did you know this was going down? Very, very questionable there, though. I agree with you.
I think so. And, you know, again, it's all, the indictment is all process crimes. It has nothing to do with your father-in-law. It has
nothing
to do with the
all.
Campaign. Has nothing to do with anything that the special counsel is there for.
No, well, the special counsel is supposed to be investigating collusion between the Trump campaign and Russia. And the reality is, I will tell you, as I've told everybody who's ever asked me, that is complete nonsense. Again, we really did not even know truly how to run a campaign in 2016. The idea that we were colluding with anybody is so, just, it's so far-fetched, I can't even tell you. But what we've seen happen with people like Michael Cohen is that Michael Cohen is going to prison for things that he did in his private life that have nothing to do with the president, nothing to do with the Trump organization, the Trump campaign. But that's exactly what we're seeing happen. Roger Stone is arrested because he lied to FBI agents, apparently. Nothing to do with the president. Again, nothing to do with the campaign. So it's sad to see these people go down, but it's their own fault, and it has absolutely nothing to do with the reason the special counsel is there. And people should be taking note of that, because your tax dollars are funding this, as the president calls it, witch hunt, which has to come to an end at some point. And I always maintain that the truth will come out and people will see that it is total nonsense and what a waste this all was. But we all have to wait.
Yeah, well, and just a footnote on that, as my friend Mike Gallagher said this morning on talk radio here in New York, it is very impressive how your father-in-law also has very little patience for people that are not doing what they're supposed to do. So, again, Paul Manafort and Roger Stone were with the campaign or around the campaign, like, for a blink, and he was like, enough, go away.
Oh, yeah.
And moved on. Same thing with Governor Christie. Like, you know, he doesn't put up with nonsense. I really appreciate that about him.
Well, and that's the businessman mentality, though. You know, he wants the best person for the job, and if you're not doing the job right and you're acting in questionable ways, then he doesn't want you there doing it anymore.
Right.
He can find somebody better to do it. So, yeah, you're right. These are people, all the people in question are people that were barely with the campaign in any capacity. I've never even met Roger Stone, and they are all going down for crimes they committed in their personal life. Again,
right.
Nothing that has to do with the president.
And you would know because you were in the campaign as thick as thieves. Like, you didn't get any deeper into the campaign than Laura Trump did. Laura Lee Trump, if you're following her on Twitter, and Laura, I just learned this about you today, but we'll end on this note. You're a graduate of the French Culinary Institute. I want to know.
Yes.
I want to know what your best recipe is. You don't have to tell me the recipe, but I want to know the thing, like that one sweet spot that, like, you make better than anyone else. What is it?
Oh my gosh. Well, I'm technically a pastry chef, if you can believe that. And my husband my husband loves to give me a hard time because he says, when we first started dating like 11 years ago, you were always making me cakes and cookies and stuff, and now I don't get any. As you mentioned, I am also a mom. I've got two dogs. I'm trying to work full time as well, so I don't have as much time. I think if you ask my husband, he would tell you the best thing I make are these pumpkin peanut butter blondies. It's sort of a weird combo, but it's his favorite thing that I make, and whenever I make them, the whole tray goes within like 24 hours.
That sounds amazing.
Yeah. Those are probably my specialty.
Okay, very good. Well, you'll have to come back and tell us more next time, but Laura, thanks for being with us today.
Absolutely. It was a pleasure.
All right, and we will definitely take her up on that if she offers it. But I hope you enjoyed getting a little profile of the daughter-in-law of the president, Laura Lee Trump. Formerly a model and formerly a television anchor for Inside Edition, but now trying to help make America great again by supporting her dad, and I think that is a good thing. Kevin McCullough, when we come back, I cannot believe this. We have one segment left, but we do have one edition of our new game show. I'm going to try springing on you. It's what did Nancy Pelosi say? Stay with us.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
All right, Kevin McCullough, welcoming you into the final segment of tonight's big show. And thank you, kids, for staying with us all through the Laura Lee Trump debut in the Ladies Lounge. Very pleased with that. And I just want to remind you that if you didn't catch everything and you'd like to, we've got podcasts available. We do podcasts. Several thousand people listening each week and month now. We have the ability to put every single thing that we ever do onto the podcast platforms that you're most familiar with. So go to SoundCloud.com, go to iTunes.com. In 2018, we were chosen as one of the top 20 influential podcasts in the country, according to townhall.com, and very grateful. So go to SoundCloud, iTunes, TuneIn, TalkStream Live, any of your favorite podcast aggregators, and sign up for the podcast. Just search KMC Radio when you go. Now, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, it's that fun time, kids, when we get back together because, Crazy Aunt Nancy, she went out talking again this week, second time, and we thought we would roll out one more episode of what in a soliloquy is Nancy Pelosi saying? Take a listen.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, talk radio's newest game show sensation. What in a soliloquy is the speaker saying?
You may have noted that there are times when our Speaker of the House has a little bit of a difficulty in connecting dots, recurring throughout multiple sentences when given a chance. So what we're doing is highlighting unedited portions of things that she says to see if you have any clue as to what she's talking about, like this.
It's also bothersome to see his connections to Russia and the president's suggestions that we should question whether we should be in NATO, which is a dream come true for Vladimir Putin.
I'm open to anything, any idea you've got. I'm open to it. I have no hard ideas about what she's saying there. Something about a dream come true for Putin, and the who and the he and the she and the whatever they said. And there you go, friends. That's it. That's how easy it is to play. What in a soliloquy is the speaker saying? Anyway, that's exactly right. And you got any idea, kmcradio@gmail.com. I'll take your emails if you actually do get it right. Because I actually do know what the context of both of the editions that we played tonight came from. If you get either one of them right, you've got a complimentary bottle of CoQ10 Energy, my fantastic energy supplement. I'll send it your way. And who knows, maybe we'll have better prizes in the weeks to come. But I'm so glad that Nancy Pelosi's back in the spotlight. Because we're going to have so much fun just trying to figure her out for the next little while. Anyway, Kevin McCullough saying thanks so much to Laura Lee Trump and to you. Our phone calls in the first hour tonight, all of you, actually, there wasn't a single one of you that called and said you thought that the president had caved. We were 100% from California to Florida to wherever the calls came from tonight, 100% said, no, he did not cave. He's just being presidential and giving them a chance to do what they need to do. Well, maybe that's how the nation saw it as well. I'm Calvin McCullough. We'll see you next time.
With you.
You may need this herbal tea for relief right away, so write this down. DrMillersClinic.com. If you take meds, then suffer stomach distress, constipation, indigestion, acid reflux, and bloating, and nothing else helps, get Dr. Miller's Holy Tea or Super Holy Tea, a cleansing, detoxifying herbal tea now available at great rates direct from Dr. Miller's office. Call or click 888-660-7039 or DrMillersClinic.com.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.